Every Sunday we give you a prophecy update. All we're trying to do is show you how the news and the trends in the world corroborate centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible, because we believe that we're living in the last days that the Bible speaks about. Now, Daniel chapter 2, it presents the dream of Babylon's king Nebuchadnezzar, and it provides a basis for our understanding for history's final system of government. In his dream, King Nebuchadnezzar saw a statue that represented a succession of world-ruling empires. They were his own empire, Babylon, followed in order by Medo-Persia, then Greece, and then Rome. Then he saw another kingdom described as 10 toes. Daniel interpreted Nebuchadnezzar's dream, revealing that the final world empire would have some association with, or be an extension of, or a revival of the Roman Empire, but that it would involve somehow this number 10. Passages in Daniel 7 and Revelation 13 describe the last day's government as a beast with 10 horns. For example, Revelation 13 verse 1 says, I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns. Now, later in that chapter, it describes what John is seeing as the final form of world government involving this number 10. And so the prophets Daniel and John apparently saw the same thing in their visions, symbolizing 10 heads or 10 kingdoms. It is this number 10 in conjunction with Rome that we are interested in as students of Bible prophecy. The European Union has long been considered by Bible teachers as having some connection, at least, to this final configuration of 10. There's an official EU website that has some fascinating information on it regarding the number 10. It is actually the site of what's called the European Commission. It identifies their mission saying this: the European Commission represents the general interest of the European Union and is the driving force in proposing legislation, administering and implementing policies, and enforcing EU law, negotiating in the international arena. Regarding the website, it says, and I quote, "This is the official website of the European Commission and part of Europa, the official EU website." Because have you realized that not everything that's on the internet is true? Have you? I just realized that yesterday. But who knew that the Crown Prince of Bahrain didn't have $10 million for us, you know? So anyway, have you ever gotten those emails? Yeah. Send them to me. But anyway, there's a page on that site, that official site, that has a map. It divides the world and its countries into 10 regions. Now, it's interesting because these guys, I mean, there may be some Christians in the European Union Commission and all that, but they're not Christians trying to fulfill Bible prophecy. They're not doing this so that Daniel and John will line up with their map. They just happen to see the world in 10 regions. And they are, number 1, North America, number 2, South America and the Caribbean, number 3, I said South America twice, I must have missed one. So there's a third one. Number 4, Western Europe. Number 5 is Eastern Europe and Central Asia. No wonder everybody's looking at me funny first service. Number 6 is the Mediterranean and the Middle East. Number 7 was Africa. Number 8, Northeast and South Asia. Number 9, Southeast Asia. Number 10, Australia and the Pacific. And so I missed one, but there are 10 regions. I wrote it down wrong. So there are 10 regions that they see the world that are divided up into. Now, are these the 10 prophesied by Daniel and John? Well, all we can say is maybe or maybe not. We try to be careful to not be sensational. The news itself is fantastic when we read it and report it. You don't have to be sensational. We don't have to be right. We don't have to say, oh yeah, these are the 10. I remember when I first got saved, there were only 8 or 9 nations in the European Union. And all the prophecy teachers said, man, as soon as that 10th nation joins, the hammer's going to fall in prophecy and all of this stuff. Now there's like 27 nations. Now, it's interesting, there's still 10 original nations. And so the thing about God and prophecy is that you and I know that it is going to come true. God has written history in advance. But as far as our understanding of exactly how it's going to come true, it's a wait-and-see situation. But it's fascinating, it's interesting, is it not, from a biblical point of view, that 2,500 years ago, the Bible said in the last days of human history, there would be some sort of world power involving 10 kingdoms or 10 regions of the planet that would have a strong connection to the old Roman Empire. And now, 2,500 years later, we have the European Union with strong connections to the Roman Empire, suggesting that the world be looked at as having 10 regions. What we find is that these are in fact the last days, and things are lining up just as God said they would. Does anything need to happen before Jesus returns to resurrect and rapture the church? Oh, by now you know that the answer to that is no. It's an imminent event. And that's why I like to end these updates always by saying, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is definitely coming.